Earth, sky.
Unusually warm spring weather resulted in the earliest blooms on record after the very warm springs of 2010 and 2012 in two U.S. locations.
That's according to researchers in Wisconsin and Massachusetts. Their study showed that flowers bloomed earlier in 2010 and in 2012 than they had in 161 years.
The team used records kept since 1852 in Massachusetts, started by Henry David Thoreau near Walden Pond, and since 1935 in Wisconsin. Those records show that wildflowers, such as the Pink Lady's slipper orchid, now bloom about 3 weeks earlier than in the past.
Many plants need a long winter to undergo the physiological changes required to bloom in the spring. But these researchers said there's no sign the plants in the two locations they studied have hit the limit of their ability to respond to record-breaking warm temperatures. In fact, they said, the plants they studied have shown remarkable resilience over decades of changing weather. So far, they said, wildflowers just keep flowering earlier as the weather warms.
But they said no one yet knows the consequences of earlier flowering for plant productivity, pollinators like bees, and ecosystems as a whole. Keep up with how our planet is responding to global warming at earthsky.org. Today's program was made possible in part by our friends at futurity.org. I'm Michael Brennan.
And I'm Emily Howard. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.